Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Verse 1. The Spirit of God, through Paul, he said, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. This is indicating that he wasn't depending on himself. That's the point he keeps bringing out. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. How many like the sound of that?
Yeah.
Demonstration of the Spirit. Demonstration is not information. He's talking about manifestation of the power of God. Now, Paul was an educated man. Grew up, as he said, at the feet of Gamaliel, who was one of the most highly respected scripture scholars, theologians, you could say, of the time. I guess people came from far away to be trained under him in the law. And Paul was obviously very intelligent, and he was a good speaker. You see, one of the places that they preached, the heathen idol-worshiping folks called him one of the gods who was a speaker. And he told them, don't you worship us. We're men like you are. But what he said he has learned, and if you look at Philippians, he says, everything that I had that I knew, I counted garbage. When he got saved, hallelujah, he realized there was a lot more to it than what he could gather between his ears. And he got the revelation that he could not do what needed to be done. He could not produce it with his intellect nor with his speaking. He had to have the power of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Manifested for the will of God to be done. And no man can do it.
Right.
No man can do it. No woman can do it.
That's right.
And that's why he describes, you know, what does it mean he came with fear and trembling? Well, he's realizing, I can't do this. I cannot do this. But God can do it.
Yes.
And he said, I didn't try to convince you through my knowledge and understanding and through my oratory. Because, verse 5, he didn't want their faith to stand in his wisdom, in what he knew, or in the wisdom of any man. But that your faith should stand in what? In the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said it wasn't just a bunch of talk, but you saw a demonstration of the Spirit.
That's right.
And power. And he said, and I didn't want your faith to be in what I knew. I wanted your faith to be in the power of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say faith.
Faith.
In the power
of God.
Not just power, not just any power, the power of God. How many in here would raise a hand and say, I believe in the power of God? Do you?
Yes.
If God is real,
yes,
you got to believe in His power.
Yes. Amen.
How many, if He didn't have any power, He wouldn't be God?
That's right.
Amen.
He's all powerful.
Yes.
Is he the creator of the heavens and the earth?
Yes.
What kind of power does it take to create all the stars in the universe? And the planets, the forces of their gravitational pulls and their rotations, and a star, you talk about power. The explosions of the gases, and then the huge forces of gravity pulling them back in to keep them from just exploding. You talk about power.
Amen.
Somebody say power.
That's power.
Now there's some people that think they're smarter than us, that tell us there is no God, that all this just happened by itself. That's not science. That's a belief.
Amen. That's right.
It's a theory. It's a belief. Now, I don't care who they are, how many degrees they have, nobody can prove to you when, where, and what happened.
Right.
When all this began, and how it's, and people believe it just kind of, it just sprang into existence by itself. That's not science. That's a belief.
Amen.
People talk about, you know, evolution versus intelligent design and all of these things. Let me give you a for instance.
Okay.
People say, well, given billions of years or more and enough, you know, how we live on what scientists call the Goldilocks planet. We're not too hot. We're not too cold. If we were a little bit closer to the sun, there'd be no life. If we were a little bit further from the sun, there'd be no light. I mean, conditions had to be perfect for us to be here. They would also agree, even in their evolutionary theories, that conditions had to be perfect for us to spring from the goo to the zoo to you. They believe that you used to be goo. Single cell organism floating in the water. That's not science. I know people try to pass it off as science. And what's sad is that these theories are taught for fact in our schools and universities. They're unfounded. They're unproven. They're not science. All true science agrees with God. Period. It has to. If it's reality, it has to agree with Him.
Right.
And it does.
Come on.
But there was a big bang. Well, maybe there was when God said, let there be.
Yeah. Be.
Something happened. But all this just happened perfectly. Perfect atmosphere, perfect distance, perfect, 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 perfect. You can go out to the salvage yard where there's scrap steel and scrap aluminum and scrap, all the components are there, and you can set off huge amounts of C4. Vast amounts of C4. And you can do it 100 billion times. You can do it quadrillion times. There will never, when the dust clears, be a new Lexus sitting there. Never. Never. Perfection does not come out of chaos. It never has. It never will. When you see a perfect design, somebody designed it. Somebody built it. Well, maybe it was a greater intelligence. Maybe it was somebody outside this planet. It was God.
Yeah.
No charge for that. That's just all extra. But if you believe in God, and that He is who the Bible says He is, you have to believe in His power. He has power. And Paul said, I didn't want your faith to be in the wisdom of men. And we live in, you know, in a day and age where people put all of their faith in the wisdom of men. and believe they have become so wise and so learned the crutch of religion. It's poor, simple folks like us need the crutch of religion. I'm so glad I'm not confused like that. The Bible said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And people that reject God are fools. I don't care how many degrees they got. You can be a highly educated fool. Yeah, let me just stop on this. You know, being super intelligent will not assure you a good life at all. You can be brilliant and destroy every one of your relationships. Being smart does not make you a good person, and it won't give you a good life. Now, there's no premium to being dumb. I'm not saying that. But a good heart is much more important than a smart head. Come on, are you listening to me? A good heart is much more important than a smart head. And the scripture said, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Thank you, Lord. Go with me, please, to the book of Mark, the 16th chapter. Man, there's some wonderful things here tonight for us to get into. Absolutely wonderful. You know that most people don't know spiritual when they see it? I'm serious. Most folks don't. In my few years of walking with the Lord, I see that clearer and clearer. Spiritual, God things can be right in front of folks and them not even see it, not even know it, not even acknowledge it. Don't wait for a booming voice out of the sky or a lightning strike or an angel choir to manifest. Is this the Lord's place? Are we His people? Or are we in His presence? I'm telling you, you can hear from Him, straight from Him, right now, right here. And answers come. Maybe some things that had bothered you all your life. Just get them fixed right here tonight. Just get them solved. Is there any problem the power of God can't fix?
No.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord, the scripture said? Is there anything? Anything? Let's say you are so far in debt and so messed up financially that nobody has any, everybody that sees your stuff just shakes their head and goes, and you're in trouble. Is it possible in a very short amount of time for you to be completely out of debt and in better shape than you've ever been? Is it possible? Is it possible?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.